And welcome to this work session between the Library Board and the Astoria City Council. The date is May 25th, I believe. And so we will be having roll call, and then I assume I will be turning the meeting over to Darren Doss. Is that correct?
So, correct, Mayor. We'll do roll call for the City Council first, and then we'll have Chair Summers do roll call for the Library Board, and then I just want to do a brief introduction, turn it over to Kevin, and then go from there.
Chief Johnston, you seem to be the only one in the who can do a roll call. Would you do the roll call for the City Council, please?
Councilor Orr.
Here.
Councilor Herzig.
Here.
Councilor Price.
Here.
Councilor Nemluo.
Here.
Mayor Lemire.
Here.
Okay.
Excellent. Jane Tucker, would you do our roll call for the Library Board, please?
For the final time.
Yeah.
Chair Summers.
Here.
Board Member Stein.
Here.
Board Member Womack.
Here.
And Kimberly Chaput is excused this evening. And former Board Chair and Board Member and Foundation President David Osher.
Here. So, thank you, Mayor. I just want to start off by saying this, as Jane says, this is her final time to make have roll call for the Library Board. She is retiring at the end of this month, and I want to remind everyone that there's going to be a reception tomorrow night at 5 p.m. in the Library Flag Room in honor of Jane. So everyone is invited to attend. I also want to make an announcement that we have, Jane and I have been working on who will be the interim library manager after her retirement. And I would like to, I don't want to say introduce, because many of you know this person already, but Ann Odom. Ann, if you will stand. Ann is. Ann is our senior library assistant, and she will be the interim manager until the library director is filled. I'm getting lots of questions about the library director positions. The position has closed. We had over 30 applicants. We think that was a great, we have a great set of applicants that came in. And Jane and Esther Moberg from the Seaside Library and I are working through those applications right now to develop a pool of candidates, and we will have that by week's end. So after that, we'll be then getting the interviews scheduled and more information to come as to when that's going to occur. But I just want to give a brief update on where the hiring process stands, and also be able to make the announcement this evening with Ann. I'm very excited to be able to have her working with me in the interim, and I know she has quite a bit of respect from her peers in the library, and be a good fit. This period of time. So I'm going to turn it over to Kevin Cronin, our Community Development Director, and we'll take it from there.
Thank you, Brett. Thank you, Mayor and Chair Summers. I appreciate the opportunity to come back to talk about Heritage Square and the library. Obviously, it's a very important subject for the City Council, for the Library Board, and for the entire community. It's been a City Council goal now for a couple of years, I believe. So here we are. So one question for you. Everyone enjoy the open house tonight?
Yes.
Excellent. Any guesses how many people signed in?
100.
Close. We had 89 people sign in tonight. So I'm very pleased about the numbers at the library tonight. Everyone is enjoying themselves, had really good information to present tonight. You've got a number of different responses, which I'll report on at the end of the presentation to kind of keep you anticipating what the results are. We've got some, I think, some really good information to share with you tonight. So one note about format tonight. This is a very conversational presentation, so we want you to ask lots of questions. Don't wait till the end. If something pops up in your head, let us know. We want this to be a lot of back and forth between the board, council, and consultants, and me as your project manager. So without further ado, I will turn it over to the consultant team, and I'll be here for questions as well. Aaron?
Hello.
Hello, everyone. Darren Goss, Chapman Plus House Architects, working with...
I'm Laura Klinger with Hacker Architects, and it's just amazing to be here at such an exciting stage for your project. I specialize in the design of libraries. I just feel like they're the ultimate public buildings, and so to have so much public engagement from the very beginning is really exciting. We are also, there's a team member that's not here that I just want to point out is working on this presentation, and that's Trish Drew of DCW Cost Consulting. So we felt it was pretty important to that the costs were accurate, and so we brought in a professional cost consultant of Seattle. She also has an office in Portland. So she is one that developed the cost models that you're seeing in the presentation today. This first slide, just as a reminder of the scope of this study. What we were doing was studying the six potential library locations, which many of you saw at the open house. And what was not the open house that we'll show you tonight is we created what we're calling test plans for each of those options. And that was really just to take the program that was developed in the library needs assessment in 2013 as sort of a given at this point. That some people call that the MET study, and look at its program and goals, and then kind of make plans to fit the different options. And that really helped us understand the pros and cons of each, and it also helps us at least give a baseline to give to the cost consultant to price something. So we're going to show you those plans today, and by no means are these the final plans. They're just a test fit. If one of these options is chosen, there'll be an architect chosen, and they will develop that a lot further. So but we'll show you those tonight. And then the objective of the meeting is really just to focus on the big differences between the options so you can make an informed decision. There's a lot of information we're going to show tonight. We can't possibly talk about it all, but we've got Leave Behind's presentation will be in a report so you can dig into it a little bit more after we're done.
So we're all fairly familiar with the site, where the library is located, and the sort of larger two-block radius that also encompasses Heritage Square, a large parcel that remains undeveloped after the Safeway was demolished. In talking to a lot of people in town, we did some interviews and heard a lot of opinions, and those opinions vary widely. I hate to pigeonhole people, but you know, several camps were formed. Obviously, a lot of people felt very passionate that we need a new library, that after 50 years of a library that's been too small and underutilized, we really need a new one. And there's also a counterpoint for those people who really don't feel that we need to spend money on the library, that there are other things that are more important. There's a lot of people who feel very passionate about preservation, particularly around the Merwin building, but also the heritage of the Astor Library itself and making sure that it isn't just torn down for something new. So these are a lot of, and also the need for affordable housing, which isn't necessarily in our scope. We're concentrating on the library, but certainly it's a factor that will enter into a couple of these options that we're going to show you. So something to keep in mind. We're going to go through a lot of plans, but as Laura said, it's very high level thinking. They're not the only solution. We'll walk you through them really quickly. There'll be opportunities to ask questions. But we really concentrated on trying to meet the needs assessment. That was our primary directive.
Okay, so what we're going to do is just briefly go right through the options really quickly to give you the overview of them. And then we're going to focus in on, talk a little bit about the existing building condition, and then focus really in on each option and show you the plans, and then go through pros and cons. So as the first overview?
Yeah, so we were all at the open house, mostly the big spot. So, but just to recap, renovate the existing Astor Library and expand into the basement was option A. So in these drawings, we have a site plan and just a 3D diagram that are color-coded. So green typically represents a renovation or remodel. Next, option B, renovate the existing Astor Library, but then add in orange to the south, taking the parking lot with a new addition. Option C would be looking at renovating the existing Astor Library and then moving an addition into the Marin's first floor with some allocation for a lobby for housing of some type to be developed within the existing Merwin building above. Option D would be to renovate the existing master library, tear down the Merwin, and a new ground level addition in the Merwin's place. And then option E would be pivoting to Heritage Square, where it's a brand new library, a whole new building around 18,000 square feet.
And that one could also be in different configurations on the site.
Very diagrammatic at this point, so yeah, don't get locked in on how it's laid out. This is pretty close to one of the options we showed at Heritage Square, which is pretty much the same in terms of the square footage of the library in option E, but it adds the housing component above. So looking back to the buildings, we just wanted to point out that the after library building, it has a fairly interesting roof form in the sense that the primary public spaces are higher. The main reading rooms, the children's at the corner, children's reading room in the corner, and then the flag room. And the entry and the staff offices are very low space.
So when you're looking at the plans that we showed, it's a good reminder of those spaces, the higher volume and the lower volume, because they affect where the program goes.
And then the Merwin next door. These are pictures of the library in its current condition. The one thing I want to point out is that the basement is super high and super dry. It seems like it's storage right now, but it does seem like it's probably one of the better basements in town, and it does have the possibility to expand. I made the adventure through the Merwin. I'm here. I was having horror movies in my head and people were flying and scaring me. I took my little girl, but I took some pictures. The building looks bad. It looks bad from the outside. The interior, the finishes are just shot. But the good news is that the framing, the beams, everything looks like it's pretty sound, except for the west wall, the wall that's essentially over the library, is in really bad shape, but basically needs to be replaced. That's where most of the water is leaking into the building. It has a really tall first floor and a decent height on the basement. But the thing that we want to point out and make really clear is that the floor difference between the Astor Library and the Merwin is right around at least 4 feet. So that's a pretty significant jump. Most people don't realize that, but that's a big design challenge when we're trying to make a public building all on one level. Also, the basement floors don't align either. They're about a foot high.
That's the 4 foot height change.
And what I found just today is it's 4 feet down into the Merwin.
Yes.
For some reason, I thought it was going to be up, but it's 4 feet down in the Merwin. Same thing, a couple of feet down.
The slope of the site is high here, down that way. So.
How would ownership work, given that the city doesn't currently own the Merwin? And if this were to go forward and there were a housing component and a library component, how would ownership be then?
So I was going to kind of get into that towards the end of the presentation, but we can just answer that really quickly. So obviously we don't own the Merwin. The city doesn't own the Merwin. Mr. Grote owns the Merwin. So whoever wants to do something with the Merwin has to acquire or lease the space from Mr. Grote. One of the options which we'll go through looks at demolition, so that in the costs do not include acquisition or demolition costs. So as we go through the slides, we'll get more into that. But that is another.
At the corner, in the corner, and then the flag room. Entry and the end offices have space. Sort of very low.
So, when you're looking at the reminder, it's a good higher volume of spaces, because they have the lower wall ground goes back here.
And then next door, the Merwin. These are pictures of current the library condition. The one thing that they want to point out is super high basement is and super dry. Like it's it seems like right now it's going it does but it's probably like it's in town, one of the better basements to have the town and it's been a possibility. interest through the room. I made the minimum showing. I'm here. I was having a hard time in my head and first movies and scaring me. I didn't do the flying girl, but I just took my pictures. The buildings looks bad inside, looks bad from the out here, the finish, the interior, just shots are, you know, good news is, but the beams, the framing, everything sounds, except it's like a pretty west wall. For the open wall necessary is in the library. Really bad shit needs to be with them. Basically, that's for most of the place. The water is all the really good floor for the basement and a decent thing that we but that I really want to point out is that it's clear the floor difference the library between us is Red and Merwin 4 feet. At least 4 feet significant. So that's what most people don't jump. But realize that I think that's when we're trying to design challenge building all of women make a public also level. So the basement line, either floors don't allow a foot off, they're about to
change.
And where it's forgotten just today, it's down into the 4 feet down. For some reason, I thought when I was
yes.
4 feet down, it was going to be up. It's the same thing, down a couple of feet.
The site, the slope here is high, down. Ownership work. How would, given that this work currently owned city doesn't in Merwin, this, and if were to go and there were a how forward in the library housing component. Component ownership
being
how
would it meant. In that towards so I was gonna kinda ditch where we just need another president quickly. So to answer that really, we don't own but we obviously the city doesn't own Merwin. District Road. So whoever wants the Merwin to do something required has to do this at least this paper from the district road, which we'll go through. One of the options was at demolition let in the clinic. So that would acquisition costs do not be cost, so demolition. As we go through this warrants that the slides will get another, but that is a
at the corner, so the reading in the corner, and then the flag room. And the entry and the staff offices are very low space.
So when you're looking at the plans that we show, it's a good reminder of those spaces, the higher volume and the lower volume, because they affect where the program goes.
And then the Merwin next door. These are pictures of the library in its current condition. The one thing I want to point out is that the basement is super high and super dry. It seems like it's storage right now, but it does seem like it's probably one of the better basements in town, and it does have the possibility to expand. I made the adventure through the Merwin. I'm here. I was having horror movies in my head and people were flying and scaring me. I didn't my little girl, but I took some pictures. The buildings looks bad. It looks bad from the outside. The interior, the finishes are, you know, just shot. But the good news is that the framing, the beams, everything looks like it's pretty sound, except for the west wall, the wall that's essentially over the library, is in really bad shape. Basically needs to be replaced. That's where most of the water is leaking into the building. Has a really tall first floor and a decent height on the basement. But the thing that we want to point out and make really clear is that the floor difference between the Astor Library and the Merwin is right around at least 4 feet. So that's a pretty significant jump. Most people don't realize that, but that's a big design challenge when we're trying to make a public building all on one level. Also, the basement floors don't align either. They're about a foot off.
That's the fourth change.
And what I found just today is it's 4 feet down into the Merwin. I was,
yes.
For some reason, I thought it was going to be up. It's 4 feet down in the Merwin. Same thing, a couple feet down.
The slope of the site is high here, down that way. So. How would ownership work, given that the city doesn't currently own the Merwin? And if this were to go forward and there were a housing component and a library component, how would ownership be then?
So I was going to kind of get into that towards the end of the presentation, but we can just answer that really quickly. So obviously we don't own the Merwin. cities. Mr. Grote is Merlin, so whoever wants to do something for Rich Merlin has to acquire or lease the space from Mr. Grote. One of the options which we'll go through looks at demolition, so that the costs do not include acquisition or demolition costs. So as we go through the slides, we'll get more into that, but that is another.
At the corner, in the corner, and my name's over here, and then the flag room. Entry in this, the end, opposite half, space, so very low.
So the plans that we show, when you're looking at the reminder of the openings, a good higher quality spaces, and the lower hall ground goes in back here.
And then next door, the Merlin. Pictures of, these are pictures current, the library condition. The one thing that they want to point out is super high basement is and super dry. Like it's, it seems right now, it's going, it does, but it's probably like it's, it doesn't seem to be one of the better basements that have the town and it's been a possibility. Venture through the Merlin. I made the I'm here. I was having a hard time in my head and terms of the movies and scaring me. I didn't move flying girl, but I just took my little pictures. The buildings looks bad outside, looks bad from the outer, the finish of the interior just shot or you know, good news is but the beams, the framing, everything down except like it's pretty west wall for the wall necessary is in for the library with really bad shoes to be with them. Basically that's for most of the place. The water is all a really nice floor for the basement and a decent the thing that we but the mountain make really want to point out is that be clear the floor difference the library between us is Red Rock and the Merwin 4 feet. At least 4 feet significant. So that's what most people don't jump. But realize that a big that's when we're trying to design challenge really all of the make a public also level. So the basement line either floors don't allow a foot off they're about
change more than it's forgotten just today down into the 4 feet down. For some reason I thought when I was
yes.
4 feet down it was gonna be up as same thing down, down a couple feet.
But the site the slope here is high heat. Ownership work. And how would given that this work currently owned city doesn't currently in Merwin this and if were to go and there were a path forward in the library housing component ownership being how would then
in that towards so I was gonna kinda get you but we can just see the end of the presentation quickly. So to answer that really we don't own the building. Obviously the city doesn't own Merwin. Mr. Grote. So whoever wants Merwin to do something required has to do this. From the lease the space from Mr. Roach, we'll go through. One of the options was a demolition let in the clinic. So that included acquisition costs, do not have costs, so sure, demolition. As we go through this, add more into that. The slides, we'll get another, but that is a.
At the corner, so the reading in the corner, and then the flag room. And the entry and the staff offices are very low space.
So when you're looking at the plans that we show, it's a good reminder of those spaces, the higher quality.
And then the Merwin next door. These are pictures of the library's current condition. The one thing we want to point out is that the basement is super high and super dry. It seems like it's storage right now, but it does seem like it's probably one of the better basements in town, and it does have the possibility to expand. I made the adventure through the Merwin. I'm here. I was having horror movies in my head and people were flying and scaring me. I took my little girl, but I took some pictures. The buildings looks bad. It looks bad from the outside. The interior, the finishes are just shot. But the good news is that the framing, the beams, everything looks like it's pretty sound, except for the west wall, the wall that's essentially over the library, is in really bad shape with basically needs to be replaced. That's where most of the water is leaking into the building. As a really tall first floor and a decent height on the basement. But the thing that we want to point out and make really clear is that the floor difference between the Astor Library and the Merwin is right around at least 4 feet. So that's a pretty significant jump. Most people don't realize that, but that's a big design challenge when we're trying to make a public building all on one level. Also, the basement floors don't align either. They're about a foot high.
That's the 4 foot height change.
And what I found just today is it's 4 feet down into the Merwin.
Yes.
For some reason, I thought it was going to be up, but it's 4 feet down in the Merwin. Same thing, a couple of feet down.
The slope of the site is high here, down that way. So.
How would ownership work, given that the city doesn't currently own the Merwin? And if this were to go forward and there were a housing component and a library component, how would ownership be then?
So I was going to kind of get into that towards the end of the presentation, but we can just answer that really quickly. So obviously we don't own the Merwin. The city doesn't own the Merwin. Mr. Grote owns the Merwin. So whoever wants to do something with the Merwin has to either acquire or lease the space from Mr. Grote. One of the options which we'll go through looks at demolition, so that in the cost do not include acquisition or demolition costs. So as we go through the slides, we'll get more into that. But that is another.
At the corner, in the corner, and then the flag, the entry and the opposite half, space. Are very low.
So, plans that we should, when you're looking at the reminder of the open, it's a good higher quality spaces, because they have
the
lower wall
ground
back here.
And then, next door, the Merwin. These are pictures current, the library condition. The one thing that they want to point out is super high basement is and super dry. Like it's it seems right now, it's going on, it does seem, but it's probably like it's doesn't seem to be one of the better basements to have the town and it's been a possibility to venture through the Merwin. I made the
Merwin.
I'm here. I was having a hard time in my head and the movies and scaring me. I didn't want to fly girl, but I just took my pictures. The buildings looks bad inside, looks bad from the outer. The finish, the interior, just shots are, you know, good news is, but the beams, the framing, everything down except like it's pretty west wall. For the open wall necessary is in for the library. Really bad she needs to be with them. Basically that's for most of the place. The water is all the really floor for the basement and a decent the thing that we but the they really want to point out is that be clear the floor difference the library between the Astor is right and the Merwin 4 feet. At least 4 feet significant. So that's what most people don't jump but realize that I think that's when we're trying to design challenge building all of them make a public also level. So the basement line either floors don't allow a foot off. They're about
that's the change. 4 foot
height. And where I'm just today is down into the 4 feet down. For some reason I thought when I was
yes.
4 feet down it was gonna be up as same thing down,
the
down a couple of feet.
The site is slow here is high here.
Ownership work. How would given that this work currently owned city doesn't in the Merwin this and if were to go and there were a house forward in the library housing component ownership be how would then
in that towards so I was going to kind of get you but we can just end the presentation quickly so to answer that really we don't own the Merwin. Obviously the city doesn't own the Merwin. Mr. Grote. So whoever wants the Merwin to do something required has to do this from the lease the space from the district, which we'll go through. One of the options looks at demolition in the cleanup. So that include acquisition costs, do not include costs, so return or demolition. As we go through this add more into that slides, we'll get another, but that is
at the corner, so the reading in the corner and then the flag room. And the entry and the staff offices are very low space.
So when you're looking at the plans that we show, it's a good reminder of those spaces, the higher volume and the lower volume, because they affect where the program goes.
And then the Merwin next door. These are pictures of the library in its current condition. They all the one thing I want to point out is that the basement is super high and super dry. It seems like it's storage right now, but it does seem like it's probably one of the better basements in town, and it does have the possibility to expand. I made the adventure through the Merwin. I am here. I was having horror movies in my head and people were flying and scaring me. I scared my little girl, but I took some pictures. The building looks bad. It looks bad from the outside. The interior, the finishes are, you know, just shot. But the good news is that the framing, the beams, everything looks like it's pretty sound, except for the west wall. The wall that's essentially over the library is in really bad shape, but basically needs to be replaced. That's where most of the water is leaking into the building. It has a really tall first floor and a decent height on the basement. But the thing that we want to point out and make really clear is that the floor difference between the Astor Library and the Merwin is right around at least 4 feet. So that's a pretty significant jump. Most people don't realize that, but that's a big design challenge when we're trying to make a public building all on one level. Also, the basement floors don't align either. They're about a foot high.
That's the 4 foot height change.
And what I found just today is it's 4 feet down into the Merwin. For some reason, I thought it was going to be up. It's 4 feet down in the Merwin. Same thing. Couple feet down.
The slope of the site is high here, down that way. So. How would ownership work, given that the city doesn't currently own the Merwin? And if this were to go forward and there were a housing component and a library component, how would ownership be then?
So I was going to kind of get into that towards the end of the presentation, but we can just answer that really quickly. So obviously we don't own the Merwin. The city doesn't own the Merwin. Mr. Grote owns the Merwin. So whoever wants to do something with the Merwin has to acquire or lease the space from Mr. Grote. One of the options which we'll go through looks at demolition. So that and the costs do not include acquisition or demolition costs. So as we go through the slides, we'll get more into that. But that is another.
At the corner, in the corner, and the arms of the reading, and then the flag of the tree, and the end opposite half, sort of very low.
So, the plans that we show, when you're looking at the reminder of the openings, it gives higher quality spaces, and the lower wall ground goes back here.
And then, next door, the Merwin. Pictures of these are pictures of current the library condition. The one thing that they want to point out is super high basement is high and super dry. Like it's it seems right now it's going it does but it's probably like it's in town, one of the better basements in the town, and it's been a possibility. Venture through the Merwin. I made the adventure through the Merwin. I am here. I was having horror in my head and terms of movies and scaring me. I didn't want to fly a girl, but I just took my pictures. The buildings looks bad outside. It looks bad from the outer. The finish, the interior, just shots are, you know, good news is but the beams, the framing, everything down, except for like a pretty west wall. For the a wall that's is in front of the library with really bad shapes to do with them. Basically, that's where most of the place the water is tall. A really nice floor for on the basement and a decent the thing that we but the mountain make really want to point out is that it's clear the floor difference the library between us is right and the Merwin 4 feet. At least 4 feet significant. So that's what most people don't jump, but realize that I think that's when we're trying to design challenge building all of the make the public also level. So the basement line either floors don't allow a foot off. They're about
that's the change.
More than right. And what I found just today is down into the 4 feet down. For some reason I thought when I was 4 feet down it was gonna be up as same thing down, down a couple feet.
The site is slow here is high here. partnership work? How would, given that this work currently owned city doesn't in Merwin, this, and if were to go and there were a path forward in the library housing component, ownership being, how would it
in that towards, so I was going to kind of get you over, you can just lean out of the presentation quickly, so to answer that really, we don't own the Merwin, obviously the city doesn't own Merwin. Mr. Grove, so whoever wants the Merwin to do something required has to do this, or at least this paper from Mr. Grove, which will go through. One of the options was a demolition group, let in the clinic, so that would acquisition costs, you're not going to cost, so sure, demolition. As we go through this, add more into that slide, we'll get another, but that is a...
At the corner, so the reading in the corner, and then the flag room. And the entry and the staff offices are very low space.
So when you're looking at the plans that we show, it's a good reminder that those spaces, the higher volume and the lower volume, because they affect where the program goes.
And then the Merwin next door. These are pictures of the library in its current condition. The one thing I want to point out is that the basement is super high and super dry. It seems like it's storage right now, but it does seem like it's probably one of the better basements in town, and it does have the possibility to expand. I made the adventure through the Merwin. I'm here. I was having horror movies in my head and people were flying and scaring me. I scared my little girl, but I took some pictures. The building looks bad. It looks bad from the outside. The interior, the finishes are, just shot. But the good news is that the framing, the beams, everything looks like it's pretty sound, except for the west wall. The wall that's essentially over the library is in really bad shape, but basically needs to be replaced. That's where most of the water is leaking into the building. As a really tall first floor and a decent height on the basement. But the thing that we want to point out and make really clear is that the floor difference between the Astor Library and the Merwin is right around at least 4 feet. So that's a pretty significant jump. Most people don't realize that, but that's a big design challenge when we're trying to make a public building all on one level. Also, the basement floors don't align either. They're about a foot high.
That's the fourth one I change.
And what I found just today is it's 4 feet down into the Merwin. For some reason, I thought it was going to be up, but it's 4 feet down in the Merwin. Same thing, a couple of feet down.
The slope of the site is high here, down that way. So it's how would ownership work? Given that the city doesn't currently own the Merwin, and if this were to go forward and there were a housing component and a library component, how would ownership be then?
So I was going to kind of get into that towards the end of the presentation, but we can just answer that really quickly. So obviously we don't own the Merwin, the city doesn't own the Merwin. Mr. Grove owns the Merwin. So whoever wants to do something with the Merwin has to acquire or lease the space from Mr. Grove. One of the options which we'll go through looks at demolition, so that the costs do not include acquisition or demolition costs. So as we go through the slides, we'll get more into that. But that is another.
At the corner, in the corner, and then the flag room. Offices are very low.
So when you're looking at the reminder, it's a good higher volume spaces,
and then next door, the Merwin. These are pictures of current the library condition. The one thing that they want to point out is super high basement is high and super dry. Like it's it seems like right now it's going it does seem but it's probably like it's in one of the better basements in town and it's been a possibility to venture through the Merwin. I'm here. I was having horror in my head and there was the movies and scaring me. I didn't want to fly a girl, but I just took my pictures. The buildings looks bad outside, looks bad from the outer, the finish, the interior just shot. Good news is but the beams, the framing, everything down except like a pretty west wall for the over wall necessary is in for the library. Really bad she needs to be with them. Basically that's for most of the place. The water is all the really floor for the basement and a decent thing that we but the mountain they really want to point out is that be clear, the floor difference the library between the ask is Red and the Merwin 4 feet. At least 40 significant. So that's what most people don't jump. But realize that a big that's when we're trying to design challenge building all of women with public also level. So the basement line either floors don't allow a foot off they're about
and where it's 4 feet just today down into the 4 feet down for some reason I thought when I was
yes.
4 feet down it was going to be up at the same thing down a couple of feet.
The site, the slope here is high heat down.
Ownership work. How would given that this work currently owned city does occur in Merwin this and if we're to go and there were a top forward in the library housing component. Component ownership
being
how
would it so then in that towards so I was going to kind of hitch but we can just lean out of the presentation quickly so to answer that really we don't own but we obviously the city doesn't own Merwin district growth so whoever wants Merwin to do something required has to do this from at least this paper from the district growth which we'll go through one of the options was at demolition in the country, so that would acquisition costs do not cost so demolition as we go through this slides we'll get another but that is a
at the corner so the reading in the corner and then the flag room and the entry and the staff offices are very low space
so when you're looking at the plans that we show it's a good reminder of those spaces the higher volume and the lower volume because they affect where the program goes
and then the Merwin next door. These are pictures of the library in its current condition. The one thing I want to point out is that the basement is super high and super dry. It seems like it's storage right now, but it does seem like it's probably one of the better basements in town, and it does have the possibility to expand. I made the adventure through the Merwin. I'm here. I was having horror movies in my head and people were flying and scaring me. I was my little girl, but I took some pictures. The building looks bad. It looks bad from the outside. The interior, the finishes are just shot. But the good news is that the framing, the beams, everything looks like it's pretty sound, except for the west wall, the wall that's essentially over the library, is in really bad shape, but basically needs to be replaced. That's where most of the water is leaking into the building. Has a really tall first floor and a decent height on the basement. But the thing that we want to point out and make really clear is that the floor difference between the Astor Library and the Merwin is right around at least 4 feet. So that's a pretty significant jump. Most people don't realize that, but that's a big design challenge when we're trying to make a public building all on one level. Also, the basement floors don't align either. They're about a foot off.
That's the fourth one that changed.
And what I found just today is it's 4 feet down into the Merwin. I was,
yes.
For some reason, I thought it was going to be up. It's 4 feet down in the Merwin. Same thing, a couple of feet down.
The slope of the site is high here, down that way. So.
How would ownership work, given that the city doesn't currently own the Merwin? And if this were to go forward and there were a housing component and a library component, how would ownership be then?
So I was going to kind of get into that towards the end of the presentation, but we can just answer that really quickly. So obviously we don't own the Merwin. The city doesn't own Mr. Grote owns the Merwin. So whoever wants to do something with the Merwin has to acquire or lease the space from Mr. Grote. One of the options which we'll go through looks at demolition. So that and the costs do not include acquisition or demolition costs. So as we go through the slides, we'll get more into that. But that is another.
At the corner, so in the corner, and my children reading, and then the flag with the tree in the center. The end, opposite half, space. Sort of very low.
So what's the plan, so we should, when you're looking at the reminder of the buildings, a good higher volume spaces, and the lower ball ground goes back here.
And then, next door, the Merwin. Pictures of, these are pictures current, the library condition. The one thing that they want to point out is super high basement is high and super dry. Like it's, it seems rich right now, it's going, it does, but it's probably like it's getting some intact, one of the better basements have the town and it's been a possibility. Venture through the Merwin. I made the
Merwin.
I'm here. I was having a hard time in my head and heard some movies and it's scaring me. I didn't know the flying girl, but I just took my little pictures. The buildings looks bad outside, looks bad from the outer, the finish, the interior, just shots are, you know, good news is, but the beams, the framing, everything down, except it's like a pretty west wall. For the open wall necessary is in front of the library. Really bad shit needs to be with them. Basically, that's for most of the place. The water is all a really good floor for the basement and a decent. The thing that we let the mountain make really want to point out is that be clear the floor difference, the library between us is Great and the Merwin, 4 feet, at least 4 feet significant. So that's what most people don't jump, but realize that a big that's. When we're trying to design challenge building all of the make public also level. So the basement line either floors don't allow a foot off, they're about
change.
More and what I forgot just today is down into the 4 feet down. For some reason I thought when I was
yes.
4 feet down, it was gonna be up as same thing down, down a couple of feet.
The site is slow here is high here. Ownership work. How would given that this work currently owned city doesn't occur in Merwin this and if were to go and there were a top forward in the library housing component ownership being how would then
in that towards so I was gonna kinda get you over just the end of the presentation quickly. So to answer that really we don't own but we obviously the city doesn't own district growth. So whoever wants to do something required has to do this or at least this paper from the district, which will go through. One of the options was a demolition let in the clean. So that would acquisition costs, you're not going to cost, so sure, demolition. As we go through this, add more into that slides, we'll get another, but that is a...
At the corner, so the reading in the corner, and then the flag room. And the entry and the staff offices are very low space.
So when you're looking at the plans that we show, it's a good reminder of those spaces, the higher volume and the lower volume, because they affect where the program goes.
And then the Merwin next door. These are pictures of the library's current condition. The one thing we want to point out is that the basement is super high and super dry. It seems like it's storage right now, but it does seem like it's probably one of the better basements in town, and it does have the possibility to expand. I made the adventure through the Merwin. I'm here. I was having horror movies in my head, and people were flying and scaring me. I took my little girl, but I took some pictures. The buildings looks bad. It looks bad from the outside. The interior, the finishes are, you know, just shot. But the good news is that the framing, the beams, everything looks like it's pretty sound, except for the west wall, the wall that's essentially over the library, is in really bad shape. Basically needs to be replaced. That's where most of the water is leaking into the building. Has a really tall first floor and a decent height on the basement. But the thing that we want to point out and make really clear is that the floor difference between the Astor Library and the Merwin is right around at least 4 feet. So that's a pretty significant jump. Most people don't realize that, but that's a big design challenge when we're trying to make a public building all on one level. Also, the basement floors don't align either. foot high.
That's the 4 foot high change.
And what I found just today is it's 4 feet down into the Merwin.
Yes.
For some reason, I thought it was going to be up, but it's 4 feet down in the Merwin. Same thing, a couple of feet down.
The slope of the site is high here, down that way. How would ownership work, given that the city doesn't currently own the Merwin? And if this were to go forward and there were a housing component and a library component, how would ownership be met?
So I was going to kind of get into that towards the end of the presentation, but we can just answer that really quickly. So obviously we don't own the Merwin. The city doesn't own the Merwin. Mr. Grote owns the Merwin. So whoever wants to do something with the Merwin has to acquire or lease the space from Mr. Grote. One of the options which we'll go through looks at demolition, so that the costs do not include acquisition or demolition costs. So as we go through the slides, we'll get more into that. But that is another.
At the corner, in the corner, and then the flag with the entry and the offices have no space. These are very low.
So, plans that we should, when you're looking at the Vermont, it's a good higher volume of spaces because they have the lower wall ground goes back here.
And then, next door, the Merwin. Pictures of these are pictures current the library condition. The one thing that they want to point out is super high basement is and super dry. Like it's it seems rich right now. It's going on. It does seem, but it's probably like it's doesn't seem intact. One of the better basements to have the town and it's been a possibility. Venture through the Merwin. I made the video. I'm here. I was having a hard time in my head and the movies and scaring me. I didn't want to fly a girl, but I just took my pictures. The buildings, looks bad outside, looks bad from the outside here. The finish, the interior, just shots are, you know, good news is, but the beams, the framing, everything sounds except like it's pretty west wall. For the open wall necessary is in for the library. Really bad she needs to be with them. Basically that's for most of the place. The water is all the really floor for the basement and a decent thing that we but the they really want to point out is that it's clear the floor difference the library between us is great and Merwin 4 feet. At least 40 seem to be. So that's what most people don't jump. But realize that a big that's when we're trying to design challenge building all of them make a public also level. So the basement line either floors don't allow a foot off. They're about
that's the change. 4 foot
and what is four down just today is down into the 4 feet down. For some reason I thought when I was
yes.
4 feet down it was gonna be up as same thing down, down a couple of feet.
The site, the slope here is high here, down. Ownership, how would, given that this park currently owned, city doesn't currently in the Merwin, this, and if were to go and there were a house forward and a library housing component ownership be, how would it
in that towards so I was going to kind of issue but we can just end the presentation quickly. So to answer that really, we don't own the Merwin. Obviously the city doesn't own the Merwin. Mr. Grote, so whoever wants the Merwin to do something required has to do this from the lease the space from Mr. Grote, which we'll go through. One of the options was at demolition let in the clinic. So that included acquisition costs do not cost so sure demolition. As we go through this add more into that slides we'll get another but that is a
at the corner, so the reading in the corner, and then the flag room. And the entry and the staff offices are very low space.
So when you're looking at the plans that we show, it's a good reminder of those spaces, the higher volume and the lower volume, because they affect where the program goes.
And then the Merwin next door. These are pictures of the library in its current condition. The one thing I want to point out is that the basement is super high and super dry. It seems like it's storage right now, but it does seem like it's probably one of the better basements in town, and it does have the possibility to expand. I made the venture through the Merwin. I'm here. I was having horror movies in my head and pictures were flying and scaring me. I scared my little girl, but I took some pictures. The building looks bad. It looks bad from the outside. The interior, the finishes are, you know, just shot. But the good news is that the framing, the beams, everything looks like it's pretty sound, except for the west wall. The wall that's essentially over the library is in really bad shape, basically needs to be replaced. That's where most of the water is leaking into the building. As a really tall first floor and a decent height on the basement. But the thing that we want to point out and make really clear is that the floor difference between the Astor Library and the Merwin is right around at least 4 feet. So that's a pretty significant jump. Most people don't realize that, but that's a big design challenge when we're trying to make a public building all on one level. Also, the basement floors don't align either. They're about a foot high.
That's the 4 foot change.
And what I found just today is it's 4 feet down into the Merwin. For some reason, I thought it was going to be up. It's 4 feet down in the Merwin. Same thing, a couple feet down.
The slope of the site is high here, down that way. So. How would ownership work, given that the city doesn't currently own the Merwin? And if this were to go forward and there were a housing component and a library component, how would ownership be then?
So I was going to kind of get into that towards the end of the presentation, but we can just answer that really quickly. So obviously we don't own the Merwin. The city doesn't own the Merwin. Mr. Grote owns the Merwin. So whoever wants to do something with the Merwin has to acquire or lease the space from Mr. Grote. One of the options which we'll go through looks at demolition. So that the costs do not include acquisition or demolition costs. So as we go through the slides, we'll get more into that. But that is another.
At the corners, in the corner, and the arms of the reading, and then the flag of the tree, and the end, opposite half, sort of very low.
So, plans that we show, when you're looking at the reminder of the buildings, a good higher volume spaces, and the lower wall ground goes back here.
And then, next door, the Merwin. Pictures of these are pictures of current the library condition. The one thing that they want to point out is super high basement is and super dry. Like it's it seems right now it's going on. It does, but it's probably like it's getting some intact. One of the better basements have the town and the possibility. Venture through the Merwin. I made the Merwin. I'm here. I was having horror in my head and heard some movies and scaring me. I didn't want to fly girl, but I just took my little pictures. The buildings looks bad outside. It looks bad from the outer. The finish, the interior, just shot. Or you know, good news is, but the beams, the framing, everything down except for like a pretty west wall for the essentially over wall necessary is in for the library really bad she needs to be moved. Basically that's where most of the place the water is tall a really first floor for the basement and a decent the thing that we but the mountain make really want to point out is that be clear the floor difference the library between us is Greg and the Merwin 4 feet. At least 40 significant. So that's what most people don't jump, but realize that a big that's when we're trying to design challenge building all of the make a public also level. So the basement line either floors don't allow a foot high.
That's the change. 4 foot height.
And what I found just today is down into the 4 feet down. For some reason I thought when I was 4 feet down it was gonna be up as same thing down.
The slope here is high here, down. Ownership work. How would, given that this park currently owned, city doesn't in the Merwin, this, and if were to go and there were a house forward and a library housing component, ownership be, how would it
in that towards so I was going to kind of issue, but we can just the end of the presentation quickly. So to answer that really, we don't own the Merwin. Obviously, the city doesn't own the Merwin. Mr. Grote. So whoever wants to do something required has to do this from the lease this paper from Mr. Grote, which will go through. One of the options was a demolition let in the condition. So that would acquisition costs, you know, also demolition. As we go through this, add more into that. Slides, we'll get another, but that is a.
At the corner, so the reading in the corner, and then the flag room. And the entry and the staff offices are very low space.
So when you're looking at the plans that we show, it's a good reminder of those spaces, the higher volume and the lower volume, because they affect where the program goes.
And then the Merwin next door. These are pictures of the library's current condition. They all three. The one thing I want to point out is that the basement is super high and super dry. It seems like it's storage right now, but it does seem like it's probably one of the better basements in town, and it does have the possibility to expand. I made the adventure through the Merwin. I'm here. I was having horror movies in my head and people were flying and scaring me. I took my little girl, but I took some pictures. The buildings looks bad. It was bad from the outside. The interior, the finishes are, you know, just shot. But the good news is that the framing, the beams, everything looks like it's pretty sound, except for the west wall. The wall that's essentially over the library is in really bad shape, but basically needs to be replaced. That's where most of the water is leaking into the building. It has a really tall first floor and a decent height on the basement. But the thing that we want to point out and make really clear is that the floor difference between the Astor Library and the Merwin is right around at least 4 feet. So that's a pretty significant jump. Most people don't realize that, but that's a big design challenge when we're trying to make a public building all on one level. Also, the basement floors don't align either. They're about a foot high.
That's the fourth
that
change.
And what I found just today is it's 4 feet down into the Merwin.
Yes.
For some reason, I thought it was going to be up, but it's 4 feet down into the Merwin. Same thing, a couple feet down.
The slope of the site is high here, down that way. So it's how would ownership work? Given that the city doesn't currently own the Merwin, and if this were to go forward and there were a housing component and a library component, how would ownership be then?
So I was going to kind of get into that towards the end of the presentation, but we can just answer that really quickly. So obviously we don't own the Merwin. The city doesn't own the Merwin. Mr. Grote owns the Merwin. So whoever wants to do something with the Merwin has to acquire or lease the space from Mr. Grote. One of the options which we'll go through looks at demolition, so that and the costs do not include acquisition or demolition costs. So as we go through the slides, we'll get more into that. But that is another.
At the corner, in the corner, and then the flag room. Entry and the opposite staff space. These are very low.
So the plans that we show, when you're looking at the reminder, it's a good higher volume spaces.
And then next door, the Merwin. Pictures of these are pictures of current the library's condition. The one thing that they want to point out is super high basement is and super dry. Like it's it seems good right now. It's going it does, but it's probably like it's in town. One of the better basements to have in town, and there's a possibility to. Venture through the Merwin. I made the Merwin. I'm here. I was having horror in my head and first movies and scaring me. I didn't want to fly a girl, but I just took my pictures. The buildings looks bad outside. Looks bad from the outer. The finish, the interior, just shots are, you know, good news is, but the beams, the framing, everything down, except for like it's pretty west wall. For the open wall necessary is in for the library with really bad shit needs to be with them. Basically that's for most of the place. The water is all the really floor for the basement and a decent thing that we but that I make really want to be clear, the floor difference, the library, between us is Greg and Merwin, 4 feet, at least 40 feet. So that's what most people don't jump, but realize that a big, that's when we're trying to sign challenge building all of the way to the public, also level. So the basement line, either floors don't allow a foot off, they're about.
And where it's forgotten just today, down into the 4 feet down. For some reason, I thought when I was
yes.
4 feet down, it was going to be up. Same thing, down a couple of feet.
The site, the slope here is high here, down. Ownership, how would, given that this work, currently owned city doesn't currently in Merwin, this, and if we're to go, and there were a top forward in the library housing component. Component ownership
being
how would
it then? In that, towards, so I was going to kind of hitch over, we can just lean out of the presentation quickly. So to answer that really, we don't own, but we obviously the city doesn't own Merwin. District Grove, so whoever wants Merwin to do something required has to do this, or at least this pilot from the district, which will go through. One of the options was a demolition in the clinic, so that would acquisition costs, you know, cost, so sure, demolition. As we go through this, add more into that. Slides will get another, but that is a.
At the corner, so the reading in the corner, and then the flag room. And the entry and the staff offices are very low space.
So when you're looking at the plans that we show, it's a good reminder of those spaces, the higher volume and the lower volume, because they affect where the program goes.
And then the Merwin next door. These are pictures of the library in its current condition. The one thing I want to point out is that the basement is super high and super dry. It seems like it's storage right now, but it does seem like it's probably one of the better basements in town, and it does have the possibility to expand. I made the adventure through the Merwin. I'm here. I was having horror movies in my head and people were flying and scaring me. I was my little girl, but I took some pictures. The building looks bad. It looks bad from the outside. The interior, the finishes are, you know, just shot. But the good news is that the framing, the beams, everything looks like it's pretty sound, except for the west wall. The wall that's essentially over the library is in really bad shape, but basically needs to be replaced. That's where most of the water is leaking into the building. As a really tall first floor and a decent height on the basement. But the thing that we want to point out and make really clear is that the floor difference between the Astor Library and the Merwin is right around at least 4 feet. So that's a pretty significant jump. Most people don't realize that, but that's a big design challenge when we're trying to make a public building all on one level. Also, the basement floors don't align either. They're about a foot high.
That's the 4 foot change.
And where I've gone just today is it's 4 feet down into the Merwin. For some reason, I thought it was going to be up. It's 4 feet down in the Merwin. Same thing, a couple of feet down.
The slope of the site is high here, down.
How would ownership work? Given that the city doesn't currently own the Merwin, and if this were to go forward and there were a housing component and a library component, how would ownership be then?
So I was going to kind of get into that towards the end of the presentation, but we can just answer that really quickly. So obviously we don't own the Merwin. The city doesn't own the Merwin. Mr. Grove owns the Merwin. So whoever wants to do something with the Merwin has to acquire or lease the space from the district group. One of the options which we'll go through looks at demolition, so that and the costs do not include acquisition or demolition costs. So as we go through the slides, we'll get more into that. But that is another.
At the corner, in the corner, and then the flag room. And then the flag room. Entry and the end. Offices have space. So very low.
So the plans that we show, when you're looking at the reminder of the it's a good higher volume of spaces.
And then next door, the Merwin. Here's of, these are pictures current, the library in all three condition. The one thing that they want to point out is super high basement is and super dry. Like it's, it seems right now, it's going, it does seem, but it's probably like it's in town, one of the better basements have the town and it's a possibility. Venture through the room. I made the I'm here. I was having a hard time in my head and terms of the movies and scaring me. I didn't want to fly girl, but I just pictures. The buildings looks bad outside, looks bad from the outside, the finish, the interior, just shots or you know, good news is but the beams, the framing, everything down except it's like a pretty west wall for the a wall necessary is in front of the library with really bad she needs to be with them. Basically that's for most of the place. The water is all a really good floor for the basement and a decent the thing that we let the mountain make really want to point out is that it's clear the floor difference the library between that is Great and Merwin 4 feet. At least 40 significant. So that's what most people don't jump, but realize that a big that's when we're trying to design challenge building all of the make public also level. So the basement line either floors don't allow a foot off, they're about
change. More
square
height.
Is forgotten just today is down into the 4 feet down. For some reason I thought when I was
yes.
4 feet down, it was gonna be up at the same thing. Down a couple of feet.
The site, the slope here is high here, down.
Ownership work. How would given that this work currently owned city doesn't current in Merwin this and if were to go and there were a top forward in the library housing component ownership being how would it
in that towards the, I was going to kind of issue, but we can just get out of the presentation quickly. So to answer that really, we don't own the building. Obviously, the city doesn't own the room. Mr. Grove, so whoever wants the room, so if the room wants to do something required, has to do this from the lease this paper from Mr. Grove, which we'll go through. One of the options was at demolition, let in the clinic, so that included acquisition costs, do not be costs, so demolition. As we go through this, add more into that. The slides, we'll get another, but that is a...
at the corner, so the reading in the corner, and then the flag room. And the entry and the staff offices are very low space.
So when you're looking at the plans that we showed, it's a good reminder of those spaces, the higher volume and the lower volume, because they affect where the program goes.
And then the Merwin next door. These are pictures of the library in its current condition. The one thing we want to point out is that the basement is super high and super dry. It seems like it's storage right now, but it does seem like it's probably one of the better basements in town, and it does have the possibility to expand. I made the adventure through the Merwin. I'm here. I was having horror movies in my head and people were flying and scaring me. I didn't my little girl, but I took some pictures. The buildings looks bad. It looks bad from the outside. The interior, the finishes are just shot. But the good news is that the framing, the beams, everything looks like it's pretty sound, except for the west wall, the wall that's essentially over the library, is in really bad shape with basically needs to be replaced. That's where most of the water is leaking into the building. Has a really tall first floor and a decent height on the basement. But the thing that we want to point out and make really clear is that the floor difference between the Astor Library and the Merwin is right around at least 4 feet. So that's a pretty significant jump. Most people don't realize that, but that's a big design challenge when we're trying to make a public building all on one level. Also, the basement floors don't align either. They're about a foot high.
That's the fourth
that
I change.
And what I found just today is it's 4 feet down into the Merwin. I was,
yes.
For some reason, I thought it was going to be up, but it's 4 feet down in the Merwin. Same thing. Couple feet down.
The slope of the site is high here, down that way. So.
partnership work, given that the city doesn't currently own the Merwin? And if this were to go forward and there were a housing component and a library component, how would ownership be then?
So I was going to kind of get into that towards the end of the presentation, but we can just answer that really quickly. So obviously we don't own the Merwin. The city doesn't own the Merwin. Mr. Grote owns the Merwin. So whoever wants to do something with the Merwin has to acquire or lease the space from Mr. Grote. One of the options, which we'll go through, looks at demolition. So that the costs do not include acquisition or demolition costs. So as we go through the slides, we'll get more into that. But that is another.
At the corner, in the corner, and then the flag room. The entry and the opposite half space are very low.
So the plans are when you're looking at the Vermont, the buildings are good, higher quality spaces, because they have the lower wall ground goes back here.
And then next door, the Merwin. Pictures of these are pictures current the library condition. The one thing that they want to point out is super high basement is and super dry. Like it's it seems rich right now. It's going on. It does, but it's probably like it's doesn't seem intact. One of the better basements to have the town and possibility. Interest through the Merwin. I made the
Merwin.
I'm here. I was having a hard time in my head and there was the movies and it's scaring me. I didn't want to fly a girl, but I just took my pictures. The buildings, looks bad outside, looks bad from the outer, the finish, the interior, just shots or, you know, good news is, but the beams, the framing, everything down, except it's like it's pretty west wall. For the open wall necessary is in for the library. Really bad she needs to be with them. Basically that's for most of the place. The water is all the really floor for the basement and a decent the thing that we but the they really want to point out is that it's clear the floor difference the library between us is Great Wall and Merwin 4 feet. At least 40 feet. So that's what most people don't jump. But realize that I think that's when we're trying to design challenge building all of make the public also level. So the basement line either floors don't allow a foot off. They're about
change. More than right. It's forgotten just today down into the 4 feet down. For some reason I thought when I was
yes.
4 feet down it was gonna be up at same thing down, down.
The slope here is high here, down. Ownership work. How would given that this work currently owned city doesn't currently in the Merwin this and if were to go and there were a top forward in the library housing component ownership be how would
in that towards so I was going to kind of get you over, we can just see the end of the presentation quickly. So to answer that really, we don't own the Merwin. Obviously the city doesn't own the Merwin. Mr. Grote, so whoever wants the Merwin to do something acquire has to do this from lease the space from Mr. Grote, which we'll go through. One of the options was at demolition and the cleanup. So that include acquisition costs do not cost so sure, demolition. As we go through this add more into that slides we'll get another but that is a
at the corner, so the reading in the corner, and then the flag room. And the entry and the staff offices are very low space.
So when you're looking at the plans that we show, it's a good reminder of those spaces, the higher quality and the lower quality, because they have back where the program goes.
And then the Merwin next door. These are pictures of the library in its current condition. The one thing I want to point out is that the basement is super high and super dry. It seems like it's storage right now, but it does seem like it's probably one of the better basements in town, and it does have the possibility to expand. I made the adventure through the Merwin. I'm here. I was having horror movies in my head and people were flying and scaring me. I didn't my little girl, but I took some pictures. The buildings looks bad It was bad from the outside, the interior, the finishes are, you know, just shot. But the good news is that the framing, the beams, everything looks like it's pretty sound, except for the west wall. The wall that's essentially over the library is in really bad shape, but basically needs to be replaced. That's where most of the water is leaking into the building. As a really tall first floor and a decent height on the basement. But the thing that we want to point out and make really clear is that the floor difference between the Astor Library and the Merwin is right around at least 4 feet. So that's a pretty significant jump. Most people don't realize that, but that's a big design challenge when we're trying to make a public building all on one level. Also, the basement floors don't align either. They're about a foot high.
That's the 4 foot height change.
And what I found just today is it's 4 feet down into the Merwin. For some reason, I thought it was going to be up, but it's 4 feet down in the Merwin. Same thing, a couple of feet down in the Merwin.
The slope of the site is high here, down out here. So it seems like the slope. How would ownership work, given that the city doesn't currently own the Merwin? And if this were to go forward and there were a housing component and a library component, how would ownership be then?
So I was going to kind of get into that towards the end of the presentation, but we can just answer that really quickly. So obviously we don't own the Merwin. The city doesn't own the Merwin. Mr. Grote owns the Merwin. So whoever wants to do something with the Merwin has to acquire or lease the space from Mr. Grote. One of the options which we'll go through looks at demolition, so that in the costs do not include acquisition or demolition costs. So as we go through the slides, we'll get more into that. But that is another.
At the corner, in the corner, and then the flag, the entry, and the opposite half, space. So very low.
So, plans when you're looking at the reminder of the openings, it's a good higher volume spaces, and the lower ball ground goes back here.
And then, next door, the Merwin. These are pictures of the library condition. The one thing that they want to point out is super high basement is and super dry. Like it's it seems right now it's going on. It does, but it's probably like it's in town, one of the better basements have the town, and it's been a possibility to venture through the Merwin. I made the Merwin. I'm here. I was having a hard time in my head and terms of movies and scaring me. I didn't know the flying girl, but I just took my little pictures. The buildings looks bad outside, looks bad from the outer, the finish, the interior, just shots or, you know, good news is, but the beams, the framing, everything sound except it's like a pretty west wall for the essentially open wall necessary is in for the library with really bad she needs to be with them. Basically that's where most of the place the water is tall, a really floor for the basement and a decent the thing that we but the mountain make really want to point out is that it's clear the floor difference the library between the Astor is Red and the Merwin 4 feet. At least 40 significant. So that's what most people don't jump, but realize that a big that's when we're trying to design challenge building all of the make a public also level. So the basement line either floors don't allow a foot off, they're about
that's the change.
4 foot height. And what I've just today is down into the 4 feet down. For some reason I thought when I was 4 feet down it was gonna be up. Same thing down a couple of feet.
The site, the slope here is high here, down. Ownership work. How would given that this park currently owned city doesn't currently in Merwin this and if were to go and there were a house forward and a library housing component ownership be how would it
into that towards so I was going to kind of issue, but we can just get out of the presentation quickly. So to answer that really, we don't own the Merwin. Obviously, the city doesn't own the Merwin. Mr. Grote, so whoever wants the Merwin, wants to do something, acquire has to do this from lease the space from Mr. Grote, which we'll go through. One of the options looks at demolition, in the to know, so that include acquisition costs, do not cost, so sure, demolition. As we go through this, add more into that slides, we'll get another, but that is a...
At the corner, so the reading in the corner, and then the flag room. And the entry and the staff offices are very low space.
So when you're looking at the plans that we show, it's a good reminder of those spaces, the higher volume and the lower volume, because they affect where the program goes.
And then the Merwin next door. These are pictures of the library's current condition. They all three. The one thing I want to point out is that the basement is super high and super dry. It seems like it's storage right now, but it does seem like it's probably one of the better basements in town, and it does have the possibility to expand. I made the adventure through the Merwin. I'm here. I was having horror movies in my head and people were flying and scaring me. I scared my little girl, but I took some pictures. The buildings looks bad. It looks bad from the outside. The interior, the finishes are, you know, just shot. But the good news is that the framing, the beams, everything looks like it's pretty sound, except for the west wall, the wall that's essentially over the library, is in really bad shape, but basically needs to be replaced. That's where most of the water is leaking into the building. It has a really tall first floor and a decent height on the basement. But the thing that we want to point out and make really clear is that the floor difference between the Astor Library and the Merwin is right around at least 4 feet. So that's a pretty significant jump. Most people don't realize that, but that's a big design challenge when we're trying to make a public building all on one level. Also, the basement floors don't align either. They're about a foot high.
That's the 4 foot change.
And what I found just today is it's 4 feet down into the Merwin.
Yes.
For some reason, I thought it was going to be up, but it's 4 feet down in the Merwin. Same thing, a couple feet down.
The slope of the site is high here, down that way. So. How would ownership work, given that the city doesn't currently own the Merwin? And if this were to go forward and there were a housing component and a library component, how would ownership be then?
So I was going to kind of get into that towards the end of the presentation, but we can just answer that really quickly. So obviously we don't own the Merwin. Mr. Grote owns the Merwin. So whoever wants to do something with the Merwin has to acquire or lease the space from Mr. Grote. One of the options which we'll go through looks at demolition. So that the costs do not include acquisition or demolition costs. So as we go through the slides, we'll get more into that. But that is another...
At the corner, in the corner, so the reading, and then the flag room. Entry and the offices have no space. So are very low.
So the plans that we show, when you're looking at the reminder of the it's a good higher volume spaces, because they have the lower wall ground goes back
here. And then next door, the Merwin. Pictures of these are pictures current the library condition. The one thing that they want to point out is super high basement is high and super dry. Like it's it seems right now it's going it does seem, but it's probably like it's in town, one of the better basements to have the town and possibility. Venture through the Merwin. I made the
Merwin.
I'm here. I was having horror in my head and heard some movies and scaring me. I didn't want to fly a girl, but I just took my pictures. The buildings looks bad outside. It looks bad from the outside. The finish, the interior, just shots are, you know, good news is, but the beams, the framing, everything down, except for like the west wall, for the over wall necessary, is in for the library with really bad shit needs to be with them. Basically, that's where most of the place the water is all the really floor for the basement and a decent the thing that we but the make really want to point out is that be clear the floor difference the library between us is right and Merwin 4 feet at least 4 feet. So that's what most people don't jump, but realize that a big that's when we're trying to design challenge building all of the public, also level. So the basement line, either floors don't allow a foot off, they're about.
And what it's forgotten just today is down into the 4 feet down. For some reason, I thought when I was
yes.
4 feet down, it was going to be up. It's same thing down, down a couple of feet.
But the site, the slope here is high here, down. Ownership work. How would, given that this work currently owned city doesn't currently in Merwin, this, and if we're to go and there were a top forward in the library housing component. Component ownership being how
would it then? In that, towards the, I was going to kind of get you, but we can just see another presentation quickly. So, to answer that really, we don't own the building. Obviously, the city doesn't own the Merwin. Mr. Grote, so whoever wants the Merwin, if the Merwin wants to do something required, has to do this from the lease this paper from Mr. Grote, which we'll go through. One of the options looks at demolition, let in the clinic, so that would acquisition costs do not be costs. So, demolition. As we go through this, that slides we'll get another, but that is a
at the corner, so the reading in the corner, and then the flag room. And the entry and the staff offices are very low space.
So when you're looking at the plans that we show, it's a good reminder of those spaces, the higher volume and the lower volume, because they affect where the program goes.
And then the Merwin next door. These are pictures of the library in its current condition. The one thing I want to point out is that the basement is super high and super dry. It seems like it's storage right now, but it does seem like it's probably one of the better basements in town, and it does have the possibility to expand. I made the adventure through the Merwin. I'm here. I was having horror movies in my head and pictures were flying and scaring me. I was my little girl, but I took some pictures. The building looks bad. It looks bad from the outside. The interior, the finishes are just shot. But the good news is that the framing, the beams, everything looks like it's pretty sound, except for the west wall, the wall that's essentially over the library, is in really bad shape. Basically needs to be replaced. That's where most of the water is leaking into the building. As a really tall first floor and a decent height on the basement. But the thing that we want to point out and make really clear is that the floor difference between the Astor Library and the Merwin is right around at least 4 feet. So that's a pretty significant jump. Most people don't realize that, but that's a big design challenge when we're trying to make a public building all on one level. Also, the basement floors don't align either. They're about a foot high.
That's the fourth one that change.
And what I've found just today is it's 4 feet down into the Merwin. For some reason, I thought it was going to be up, but it's 4 feet down in the Merwin. Same thing, a couple of feet down.
The slope of the site is high here, down that way. So. How would ownership work? Given that the city doesn't currently own the Merwin, and if this were to go forward and there were a housing component and a library component, how would ownership be then?
So I was going to kind of get into that towards the end of the presentation, but we can just answer that really quickly. So obviously we don't own the Merwin. The city doesn't own the Merwin. Mr. Grote owns the Merwin. So whoever wants to do something with the Merwin has to acquire or lease the space. From Mr. Grove. One of the options which we'll go through looks at demolition, so that and the costs do not include acquisition or demolition costs. So as we go through the slides, we'll get more into that. But that is another.
At the corner, in the corner, in the arms of the reading, and then the flag room. Entry and the end offices have no space. These are very low.
So, when you're looking at the reminder of the open, it's a good higher volume spaces.
And then next door, the Merwin. Pictures of these are pictures of current the library in condition. The one thing that they want to point out is super high basement is high. and super dry. Like it's it seems like right now it's going on, it does, but it's probably like it's in town, one of the better bases to have the town, and it's been a possibility to venture through the murmur. I made the I'm here. I was having a hard time in my head and heard some movies and scaring me. I didn't know the flying girl, but I just pictures. The buildings looks bad outside, looks bad from the outside, the finish, the interior, just shots are, you know, good news is, but the beams, the framing, everything down except like it's pretty west wall for the open wall necessary is in for the library. Really bad she needs to be with them. Basically that's for most of the place. The water is all a really good floor for the basement and a decent thing that we but the mountain really want to point out is that it's clear the floor difference the library between the Aspen is Red and the Merwin 4 feet. At least 4 feet significant. So that's what most people don't jump. Realize that a big that's when we're trying to design challenge building all of the make a public also level. So the basement line either floors don't allow a foot off. They're about
and where it's forgotten just today is down into the 4 feet down. For some reason I thought when I was
yes.
4 feet down it was gonna be up at the same thing down, down a couple of feet.
The site the slope here is high here down. Ownership work. How would given that this work currently owned city doesn't in the Merwin this and if were to go and there were a top forward in the library housing component. Component ownership
becoming
how would
it then? In that towards, so I was going to kind of get you, but we can just get out of the presentation quickly. So to answer that really, we don't own the building. Obviously, the city doesn't own the Merwin. Mr. Grote, so whoever wants the Merwin, so we're at the Merwin to do something required has to do this from the lease this paper from Mr. Grote, which we'll go through. One of the options was at demolition, let in the clinic. So that included acquisition costs, do not be costs, so sure, demolition. As we go through this, more into that. Slides will get another, but that is a
at the corner, so the reading in the corner, and then the flag room. And the entry and the staff offices are very low space.
So when you're looking at the plans that we show, it's a good reminder of those spaces, the higher volume and the lower volume, because they affect where the program goes.
And then the Merwin next door. These are pictures of the library in its current condition. They all three the one thing I want to point out is that the basement is super high and super dry. It seems like it's storage right now, but it does seem like it's probably one of the better basements in town, and it does have the possibility to expand. I made the adventure through the Merwin. I'm here. I was having horror movies in my head and people flying and scaring me. I took my little girl, but I took some pictures. The buildings looks bad. It looks bad from the outside. The interior, the finishes are, you know, just shot. But the good news is that the framing, the beams, everything looks like it's pretty sound, except for the west wall, the wall that's essentially over the library, is in really bad shape. Basically needs to be replaced. That's where most of the water is leaking into the building. Has a really tall first floor and a decent height on the basement. But the thing that we want to point out and make really clear is that the floor difference between the Aspen Library and the Merwin is right around at least 4 feet. So that's a pretty significant jump. Most people don't realize that, but that's a big design challenge when we're trying to make a public building all on one level. Also, the basement floors don't align either. They're about a foot high.
That's the fourth
that
I changed.
And what I found just today is it's 4 feet down into the Merwin. I was,
yes.
For some reason, I thought it was going to be up, but it's 4 feet down in the Merwin. Same thing, a couple of feet down.
The slope of the site is high here, down that way. So. How would ownership work, given that the city doesn't currently own the Merwin, and if this were to go forward?
library component, how would ownership be then?
So I was going to kind of get into that towards the end of the presentation, but we can just answer that really quickly. So obviously we don't own the